Be still and know. Voltaire, called an atheist by some in his day, declared, "If God did not exist, it would be necessary to invent him." Atheism is unnatural to man's nature. It is also unnatural to universal nature. As columnist John R. Gunn writes, when men ignore God and cease praying to him, they are not only denying their own nature, they are flying in the face of the whole world of nature. In the first chapter of Romans, Paul points out that God has revealed himself in his handiwork. Ever since the world was created, he writes, his invisible nature, his everlasting power and divine being have been quite perceptible in what he has made. And prayer is made and praise is given by all things near and far. The ocean looketh up to heaven and mirrors every star. There simply is no place for atheism in God's world. It doesn't fit in. It's an abnormality. It is a contradiction of both man's nature and the nature of the universe. There are many today who think they are wise enough to frame their own laws, fashion their lives, and run their affairs without any help from God, and so they bow him out. But any system of government is doomed to fail if it has bowed God out. Any social order, no matter how well planned, no matter how promising it may have been in the beginning, will fail if based on a philosophy which excludes God from human affairs and substitutes for him an ideology. A large part of history is a record of the failures of individuals and nations who, in planning their lives, planned God out. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Hebrews. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.